Connacht make five changes to the side that took on the Dragons last weekend for the match tomorrow night in Thomond Park in round four of the URC against Munster, the first interprovincial of the championship. The name that stands out, Bundy Aki, is back at 12 in a team captained by Jack Carty at 10. John Porch returns on the wing. And on the forwards, Niall Murray comes into the second row and Conor Oliver starts at 7. The bench is split 6-2 in favour of the forwards. And the Connacht team is 15, Tiernan O'Halloran, 14, John Porch, 13, Sammy Arnold, 12, Bundy Aki, 11, Mac Hansen, 10, Jack Carty, 9, Caelan Blade, 1, Matthew Burke, 2, Dave Heffernan, 3, Finlay Beelam, 4, Niall Murray, 5, Ulton Delan, 6, Cian Prendergast, 7, Conor Oliver, 8, Paul Boyle. And the substitutes bench, 16, Shane Delahunt, 17, Greg McGrath, who will make his Connacht debut if he comes off the bench, 18, Jack Ainger, 19, Owen Masterson, 20, Abraham Papalihi, 21, Kieran Marmion, 22, Jared Butler, 23, Tom Daly. And after that team was selected, I caught up with Connacht defence coach Colly Tucker to get his views on the selection and what's in store for Connacht tomorrow night. Delighted to say Colly Tucker, the new Connacht defence coach, is with me today to discuss tomorrow night's match at Thomond Park, the fourth round of the URC, the first interprovincial of the season, Munster versus Connacht. Colly, you're welcome along. It's great to have you here.
Thank you very much, William. Great to be on. Appreciate you having me on.
I'm just looking at the team here. There's a few changes. John Porch has come back in, but obviously the big one in the team, and he's obviously coming into the backs, but it's Bundy Aki. He brings a certain frisson with him. He's coming back from a Lions tour. He's probably the ideal man to be bringing back in for this type of game.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Look, his energy, he's been back on the pitch with us the last couple of weeks, and his energy and experience is absolutely huge. It's infectious to the rest of the squad. He's a brilliant player to work with. You know, he's very honest in his dealings and he's trained very, very hard. And I know he's come back from the Lions tour and he wants to kick on again and kick on again with Connacht Rugby. And he's a great man to have in the middle of the pitch for us now this weekend, and we're really looking forward to seeing how he goes.
Just looking then at the forwards, a lot of people have stood up and got selected again. Niall Murray's come in. He's a player we're interested in here because he's a local lad. And then on the bench, you've got Greg McGrath coming in potentially for his first cap for Connacht. Jack Ainger as your covering props. Owen Masterson is back. And then Abraham Papalihi. Can you give me an idea why you've picked some of these guys on the bench? I suppose that they're looking for a bit of a chance, aren't they?
Yeah, no, 100%. If you take Niall, I know Niall a long time now. I know him since he's 15 years of age. And look, Niall has been very, very close to selection over the last couple of weeks, and he's trained the house down, and he deserves his chance. You know, he's a quality second row and excellent line-out forward, and you know, he's got plenty of experience already in the bank. Only turning 22, you know, he's played against Munster many a time. He's played in Thomond Park, so absolutely deserves his chance. Greg McGrath is the same. So Greg has come down from Leinster since the start and trained very well. Unfortunately, Jordan Duggan is out with an injury. It's brilliant to call on Owen Masterson's experience. You know, with Abe, then, you know, we're just looking at him to give us impact off it. You know, he's a very, very big human being, and but we feel launching him off the bench will be strong for us.
Do you have to set up differently to play Munster to any other team in the URC? Do they specifically when they're at home? Do they just bring something that's almost hard to define when they play in Thomond? It's not been a happy hunting ground for Connacht. It's not a happy hunting ground for most teams.
Yeah, look, it's they're very proud of their home ground. They're very proud of their home patch, and you know, they take a lot of it takes a huge performance and huge energy to beat them down there. You know, it's their fortress, and then obviously you've got added in on top of it this weekend the 50th anniversary of Anthony Foley, which is going to bring its own emotional energy to them as well. So look, it's always a huge challenge going down there. They have a brilliant record, but as I said, we're massively looking forward to it. That's why we're in the game.
So that's the Connacht situation prior to this game. Let's have a look now at the Munster team that they have announced. 15, Mike Haley. 14, Andrew Conway. 13, Keith Earls. 12, Rory Scannell. 11, Simon Zeebo. 10, Joey Carberry. 9, Craig Casey. 1, Dave Kilcoyne. 2, Niall Scannell. 3, John Ryan. 4, Jean Klein. 5, Tadhg Byrne. 6, Peter O'Mahony, the captain. 7, Chris Clute. 8, Gavin Coombs. And on the substitutes bench, 16, Diarmaid Barron. 17, Jeremy Lockman. 18, Stephen Archer. 19, Fineen Wisherley. 20, Jack O'Donoghue. 21, Neil Cronin. 22, Jake Flannery. 23, Dan Goggin. The match kicks off at Thomond Park tomorrow evening at 7:35 p.m. We'll be on air from around 7:20 here on Galway Bay FM to bring you all the build-up from the ground and full live match commentary.